Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the DL Link show. You know, at DL Link, when we look at the Jerusalem Marathon, it's way more than just a race. It's a chance to achieve something great. And so through the commitment and endurance, our participants train to get to the finish line with the name of a warrior in their hearts and on their shirts. And these events bring so much inspiration to DL Link families, as well as raise much needed funds to continue providing valuable lifestyle support. So please do go to the dllink.co.za and click on donate. And every donation is eligible for a Section 18A. Now, our next guest, wow, what an extraordinary initiative. And they are aiming for, trying to raise as much money as possible. So you may want to, after listening to Yakira Jacobson and what her group of fantastic teachers are doing at Yeshiva College, you may want to go, listen, this is where I want to donate my money for the Jerusalem Marathon. So Yakira, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
So wow, and wow, 20 teachers. Are you a teacher at Yeshiva College?
Yes, I am.
So you and 19 others decided that you wanted to go to Jerusalem to run in the Jerusalem Marathon. Tell us more and what actually then transpired.
So we wanted to go and be part of the Jerusalem Marathon and to partner with DL Link and be part of it for the 2025 Jerusalem Marathon. And we started off with a group of about 20 teachers. And as the logistics started coming up, and it started getting closer to the time, our group started to get less and less and less. And we were left with about 3 teachers that were ready to go. And we thought, you know, there's a whole lot of teachers that are getting active. They're training together in the mornings around the streets of Glen Hazel. They're really getting into the swing of it. We would like to make it a lot more of an inclusive event. So instead of going to Jerusalem, we decided to launch the Josie Jerusalem Jog, where the 27 teachers from Yeshiva are going to be doing a walk or a run on the same day as the Jerusalem Marathon, also Friday morning. So we're going to be doing it in solidarity with Jerusalem. And we're starting before school starts, and we're going to be ending on the field when after school has started, and all the kids are going to be on the field there to welcome us. And it's going to be a really great vibe.
Wow. Okay, that is amazing, Yakira. Okay, so let's press rewind so we could, because I love to then get all the meaty details. So first of all, you and these other teachers decided it would be great to do it. What is your connection with the DL Link? I mean, had you heard of them before? Have you got a physical, a personal connection?
Yes, so I unfortunately have been involved with them. Not unfortunately, the work that they my father was diagnosed with cancer about 8 years ago, and throughout his illness, they were absolutely unbelievable, and they really do important work.
I'm so sorry about your father, Yakira, but isn't that amazing that, you know, with the work that they did, that you continue to support them and want to give back in the way that you're doing it? So, as you said, a whole lot of you wanted to, realistically, only 3 of you could go. But the rest of you and more, 27 of you, are going to be running on the day. So how does it work? Are you running a full marathon? You spoke about running and walking. Is it a full marathon? Is it a half marathon? What are the logistics around the Josie Jerusalem jog?
So we are going to be doing a five kilometer run or walk. It really is the launch of our fitness together as a group. And we've got a route around Glen Hazel of 5 kilometers.
So this has been born, you know, out of this training for the Jerusalem Marathon, and you've now got this group. So this is probably going to this is the beginning of a running group. You're going to be known as the Josie Jerusalem Joggers from this moment forward, I suppose.
Yeah, we hope that it's something that we can launch forward, going forward into other years.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. I think this is probably that pivotal moment when you're going to maybe look back in 5 years' time and go, oh, do you remember when we first started and there were 27 of us running on that day, those 5Ks? It's just extraordinary. I love all of these things that are just created out of this magic of the work of the DL Link. So, Yakira, the whole school is involved. As you say, you're going to start early in the morning, and then you're going to end in the afternoon, and you're all going to be gathering on the grounds of the school. But more is involved. There's a Shabbos Shuk there. Just tell us what's happening at Yeshiva College.
Hello, I'm Tracy Picker. I'd love to tell you a little bit more about the day.
Hello,
So
Tracy. Hello, welcome,
hi.
welcome.
Thank
I
you
thought
for
I
having
was hearing things. I thought that's not
us.
Yakira's voice.
No. So we're going to complete our walk, and then we're going to walk into the school, and there'll be a whole vibe that, as Yakira said, will be in solidarity with the Jerusalem Marathon. So we're bringing Jerusalem onto our field. So we're going to have some vendors, we're going to have a Shabbos shuk with challahs and divan biscuits and cakes and coffees and even some jewelry for sale. And the children will be experiencing Jerusalem that morning on the field with signs and rah-rah for their teachers. And also, the teachers have all really thought long and hard about who they're walking for, on whose behalf, in whose memory. And also, obviously, we've raised some really nice money for DL Link, and it's brought us together as a group absolutely phenomenally under Yakira's amazing, amazing leadership.
Wow, okay, so again, I've got to ask a few things. First of all, is it open to everyone, this amazing celebrating Jerusalem with the Shabbos shuk and all these delicious goodies, or is it just for family and members of Yeshiva College?
And hi, my name is Judy Levy. I'm also to the Yeshiva College. And it's really only open to the Yeshiva College family and the children.
Perfect.
So we're only opening it up to the public.
Perfect. I can't hear you very well, Tracy, but what I did hear is you said it's for the in Yeshiva College family. I can understand you want to keep it small and safe and intimate. So, but that's what's happening. But then let's talk about the actual the 27 teachers who will either be running or walking. Are they going to be running or walking with the names of warriors on their back, like the Jerusalem Marathon, like the Team DL Link?
Hi, it's Judy Levy speaking. I'm also a teacher, and I'm also going to be walking on the
Hello,
day.
Judy. I love that
Yes.
we're hearing from all the teachers at Yeshiva.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
We're a wonderful group of, we're a very united group of ladies.
Yes,
So
you
we're
are.
all walking in memory of somebody. I unfortunately lost my son, Leo Levy, who was very involved in the DL Link last year. So we've each taken somebody or something or somebody that either has either been, diagnosed with, unfortunately, cancer or passed away. So we really have taken a lot of thought, and everybody's tried to bring in somebody that they know is a warrior and trying to fight off this disease. So we are going to get our t-shirts when we come into Yeshiva College. We'll be wearing the t-shirts as we walk into Yeshiva College. They've been printed by the DL Link, so we will be having t-shirts.
It just sounds just amazing. And I think that every child, every person is going to benefit greatly from it, not just the group walking or running, and of course, the names on the shirts. So you are raising funds. Tracy said a little bit earlier that you're doing very well. I believe you've so far raised over 50,000 rand.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're aiming for 100, so
Extraordinary.
there's
Wow.
lots of room for improvement.
Lots of room for improvement. So you're aiming for 100,000 and it's not long to go. So I'm going to give you really just an opportunity to reach out to people who are listening, because of course we are trying to get them to go to the DL Link website and to make the donations. And I know that your donation would be under YC Teachers, but what do you want to say to our listeners right now?
It's Tracy speaking again. I just want to say that I'm running for myself. That sounds selfish, but it's really not, because
Tracy, we lost you.
sorry, that was our school intercom going.
Okay.
I'm just with joy and gratitude, because I did the cancer journey twice, unfortunately, with breast cancer. And I've come through the other side, and I've seen how important the work is that the DL Link does, from a challah to a craft for a child to a lift, to a visit. And it's a little that goes a huge, huge way. So we're hoping to support the DL Link, like they've supported so many of the warriors in our community. And we hope to be able to do this so they can continue this for the next, please God, 120 years.
Please God. And Tracy, I think it's amazing that you're running for yourself and you are celebrating your health and where you are today. Just absolutely fantastic. So I want to thank you all three teachers. It was Judy and Tracy and Yakira. You can hear the enthusiasm. What a brilliant event going to be taking place at Yeshiva College next week, happening at the same time as the Jerusalem Marathon. 27 teachers taking to the streets. And of course, the three teachers, Tracy, are going to be there. The three teachers are part of Team DL Link. Am I correct?
Yes, of course. And some of the teachers that aren't involved are marshals, and they're helping man the stalls. So everybody, the whole staff, are playing a role in our event on Friday.
Fantastic. So thank you. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. I'm just looking at a message here. Someone asks, is it only done for the Jerusalem Marathon or here in South Africa as well? Comrades, etc. Austin Gibbs. Okay, I'll have to get back to that message. But I'm going to say to you wonderful ladies, thank you for what you've put together, and just enjoy what's going to be, I'm sure, just a fabulous experience next week. And I do hope that you reach your 100,000 Rand in terms of raising funds. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. So there was Yakira and Judy and Tracy, incredibly enthusiastic teachers at Yeshiva College. And the whole school is coming together and putting their support not only behind them, but behind the three teachers who are running with the DL Link and supporting the DL Link.